Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lovers Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so, so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my lover.
Happy National Lovers Day.
Showtime.
Oh, love. Isn't love amazing? What is the last thing that your lover did for you that was just so nice and sweet and out of the blue?
First of all, have you ever referred to your husband as your lover, Tara? I don't think I've ever done that.
No, and I feel like growing up, I would say lover in reference to like just somebody I love and like not necessarily a sensual
don't
relationship.
Don't you call Rocket your lover all the
I
time?
I do. But it always makes me think of SNL, my lover.
I don't know if Billy has done anything for me lately.
So we want to hear from you. You can start texting 816-476-7093. Just out of the blue, your lover. What was something they did that was so nice to you? That's not anything major. Something that was just so thoughtful.
I don't know if it was out of the blue necessarily, but I actually had my husband home all day one day this weekend, and he did a lot of grunt work for me, lifting things back and forth around the house as we try to get ready for this baby. I super appreciated that.
Well, isn't that something he should do since you're about to pop?
Well, yeah, definitely. But I always do it myself because I'm stubborn. And it was nice.
Still thinking.
You're still thinking? That means something nice. Maybe he went and put gas in your car. Something a little like
Wait,
that.
Wait, that's not realistic. Guys don't
Why?
Do that.
Why not?
That's not a thing, right, Teresa?
I'm still thinking. It's not a joke.
It is National Lovers Day. I want you to start texting in 816-476-7093. Look, life gets tough. Little things for Tara that I've noticed, the things that make her say, John, thank you, it's great, like when he unloads the dishwasher.
He made a mistake 1 to 5 times where he doesn't realize the dishes aren't clean yet when he unloads it.
But don't you think that was a lover just being thoughtful of you?
I guess, but also, when you share a house together, isn't it everybody's responsibility and not necessarily helping me with my tasks?
I unloaded the dishwasher 4 times last week. So,
are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking. Again, this is not a joke. My favorite is when I go out and start doing something that I wanted him to do. Like, I finally say, forget this, I'll do the yard work myself. And then in the middle of it, he comes out and starts helping. Like, it's too late. It's not. You're not getting brownie points for that, okay? I've already started and put the work in.
Does part of your mind, as a lady, think that sometimes guys do that on purpose? Are they really that slow and we're not understanding what we do?
I think truly men, most men, I'm not going to say all men, they don't notice things the way that women do. And so they're not trying to be malicious. They just, if they see something on the floor, it doesn't occur to them, I should pick that up. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not doing a whole lot these days for him either. We never see each other, but at least, for example, yesterday I went to the grocery store and I always text him or call him, hey, do you need anything? Do you want me to get you anything? Anytime I get food for myself, I call him, do you want anything? He comes home with food. Oh, I didn't know you'd still be awake.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay, thanks.
On the text line, this person says my boyfriend always fills up my gas tanks. That's super nice.
Bragger.
This says I needed my husband to bring me my laptop at work yesterday, and he stopped at McDonald's and got me an Oreo frappe. I didn't know that that was a thing, an Oreo frappe, but that's very nice.
These are the little things that we're talking about on National Lovers Day. Keep your text coming in at 816-476-7093. It's National Lovers Day. What is that one little small thing that your lover did for you? Are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
It's starting to hurt a little bit.
Teresa, what's Billy's little small thing he does for you?
You asked me one time what's his love language, and I am not joking. I don't think he has one.
Okay, okay.
Well, you keep thinking.
I might start crying if we don't end this soon.
All right. You keep thinking. We'll come back with Tabloid in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, the event happening on Netflix for the very first time and another replacement option for Katy Perry on American Idol.
Lover. We can't be friends. Ariana Grande, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We're about to check in with Tabloid, then we're going to play Sabrina Carpenter. But first, I have to know, did Taylor break any more records over the last 24 hours?
I haven't seen any more. I think at this point, we've stopped keeping track. We're like, all right, you know what? You had the most record sales. You had the most streams. You win. You're number one for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katy Perry is, someone who started off being enemies with Taylor, and of course now they're friends, and she's also focusing on new music. In fact, that's why she's leaving American Idol after the end of the season, because she wants to drop a new album, and she says she wants to tour and like take her daughter with her and kind of introduce her to what she does, and she's already said that she thinks Jelly Roll would be a good replacement for her. I don't think they would want three men on the panel. They got to mix it up. Meghan Trainor was just on the show, mm-hmm. and Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan both think that she would be a really good replacement, and I agree. I think she'd be fun on the panel.
Now, didn't Jelly Roll just say he's getting off of social media because people are trolling him?
That's all, you know what? That, I feel like that's what most people do to celebrities. Yeah, it's. I feel like you kind of have to be like a Taylor or a Selena Gomez, and you can have people help you post, but just don't go on it yourself. Don't read any of the comments. Don't just promote what you're doing, but don't read any of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Celine Dion says that she is undergoing intense therapy 5 days a week as she battles stiff person syndrome. She says life doesn't give you answers. You just have to live it. She talked about how she's got two choices. She can either just say, okay, this is the end, and she can sit in her home and she can pout and waste away, or she can fight it and still try and live her life and get out there and make the most of it. And that's what she chooses to do. Netflix has said they are going to air the very first roast. It's going to be roast of Tom Brady, and it will be live on May 5th in Los Angeles, and Kevin Hart is going to be the host. That'll be fun.
That'll be hilarious.
Yeah. And Caitlin Clark inked a $28 million 8-year Nike deal that does include a signature shoe. Now, Nike already had an endorsement deal with her that expired at the end of her senior season at the University of Iowa, and that's when a huge bidding war ensued between Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma. It was the most competitive in women's basketball history, according to the Wall Street Journal, and Nike won in the end.
These other college basketball players that are made it to the NBA draft, they're going to be playing for the WNBA, they've got to be sick to their stomachs. Because she's only making $75,000 a year playing, which is a lot of money, but compared to
NBA. To other, But she'll be making up for it. And apparently she has aspirations. She would really like to play on the Olympic team this summer.
Good for her.
That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned. 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, as we get your Tuesday started, we're going to tell you how you can win $1,000. And it's real simple.
It's with Mix's $1,000 thank you. All it takes is one keyword to win. We'll give you your first keyword of the day coming up right at 7 a.m.
Cyrus, good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So you have some pretty good news, don't you?
You mean the exciting news about all the contract extensions of the Chiefs? The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to contract extensions with President Mark Donovan, General Manager Brett Veach, and of course, Head Coach Andy Reid. Reid's new deal is through 2029 and makes him the highest paid coach in the NFL.
Come on, man.
He deserves it.
Yeah, first of all, that's a no shocker. No brainer.
Yeah, no brainer.
He deserves that.
Yeah, very cool. Also, a very cool new project is being planned for Berkeley Riverfront Park. Port KC and the Kansas City Current women's soccer team are working together on a 10-year, $800 million development project that will include housing, shops, and restaurants.
Wow.
Construction is expected to start at the end of the year. So we've got that project happening. We've got possibly new stadiums coming in the next 10 years or so, and that cool Mattel theme park out in Bonner Springs. There are so many exciting things happening right now in Kansas City. I'm excited. I'm ready for it, but also I fear for my property tax because it already is very unaffordable.
I love the fact that it took a little bit, but now it's here. Kansas City has embraced KC Current. I bought a new sweatshirt from our friends Charlie Hustle, and it's amazing. And to see it, you see it everywhere, just as much as Chiefs, just as much as Royals. They're everywhere.
I saw some videos the other night where they lit up the stadium and had a bunch of cool stuff. Was that their first night game that they had? Is that why?
They had a lot of, what do you call them, drones that were like in the air.
They had some really cool
things. I saw
that
when I was in Chicago. I always checked the websites back home. And we had like all these different games going on of like almost, I don't know, 60,000 people at different venues all over Kansas City for sports.
That still just makes my heart so happy to think that it is the only stadium in the entire world that is designated just for a woman's sport.
And that
in
first,
the world.
Yeah, and that first game was worldwide. It wasn't just in Kansas City.
Very cool. Popular clothing retailer Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and plans to close 100 stores across the U.S. I used to love that growing up, but I don't think I've shopped there since I was in my early 20s.
I don't think I've shopped since the pandemic. Like really going into stores.
Sure.
I just think everybody does like Amazon.
When I was in high school, man, I loved me some Express. It was so great.
One of my good girlfriends worked there. So, discount, baby.
Did they used to be in high school. Were they ever connected to the Gap?
They were connected to the Limited.
The Limited, okay.
Yeah.
And in a survey, about 20% of Americans say that they are always thinking about their next vacation while they are on vacation.
Big red dump truck, yeah.
80% of people like the idea of a do-nothing vacation, that's me, where they just sit by the pool, sit by the beach, even inside, just reading a book or relaxing. I'm going to completely agree with everything that just came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Beautiful Things, Benson Boone on Mix. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. All about the music, that stick season. And you know what? It's also all about the money. Think about this real quick. I'm going to ask you first, Tara. What would you do with $1,000 today?
Use it on bills. I tell you, baby making is not cheap.
Yeah, Teresa.
probably same thing. I just had to pay my taxes to the government, and now we got Johnson County property tax coming up.
I think for me, if somebody was to give me $1,000 right now, I would just go buy my daughter a lot of birthday presents for her birthday on the 28th.
Oh, that sounds way more fun than our stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
So we're going to give you a chance to win free money. Look, we know it's about music, but money goes a long ways, especially nowadays.
Yeah, it's Mix's $1,000 thank you. So we do this every day during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4, meaning your very first keyword of the day is just 5 minutes from now, and it only takes one keyword to win $1,000.
So the only thing good about the movie Argylle was Dua Lipa.
I'm sorry, Henry Cavill wasn't among that list?
That was actually a decent movie.
Is it streaming now?
I haven't seen it. It's on Apple Plus, though. Do you have Apple Plus?
No.
I don't either.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. That is Dua Lipa. I watched it, and it was just like kind of, yeah, it was just kind of there.
Tara and I are in mourning because we thought Henry Cavill was available, and we figured out, no, he's been dating a woman for 3 years, and she's pregnant.
Yeah, that really feels semi-serious.
But it was super cool to see Dua Lipa in a quick role like that.
How was that motorcycle scene that they kept showing in the trailer? Okay, was it cool?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Other than that, I kind of got tired of the movie.
What about when they were dancing? Did you feel a little ping-ping?
That was really cool, actually.
Okay.
Ping-ping. What is that exactly?
I think we all know.
All right, KMXB is Kansas City. Let's do this.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a...
That's right, with Mix's $1,000 thank you. Your first keyword of the day is try, T-R-Y. You can't win $1,000 unless you try. Go to mix93.com, enter T-R-Y for your chance to win the cash.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. I know you two don't watch sports as much as I do, or the sports shows. Did you guys see Selena Gomez and her boyfriend courtside at the Knicks playoff game last night?
No, I did not.
She is adorable, by the way.
She seems to be very much in love.
I didn't know who this guy was on the courtside with her.
You didn't know Benny Blanco?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, he's like a huge producer. In fact, I went back after the New Heights podcast when they had Little Dicky on there,
yeah,
and I started watching his show, and there's a great episode with Benny Blanco, and he's very weird.
But they look really cute together. They really do. I was like, wow, what a great couple.
I think sometimes the biggest weirdos can be the most genuine and the best for relationships.
Yeah.
Good for her.
All right, let's make somebody a winner.
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to Downtown Brunch Walk. It's happening this Saturday. I was looking ahead at the weather, and I think it's going to rain Friday and Sunday. So this is perfect. Whole event on Saturday. You walk around, you sip on drinks, taste and explore downtown. There's going to be live music, vendors, brunch cocktails. It'll be a ton of fun. And to win those tickets, all you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions, 816-476-7093.
So line the phones up right now. If you don't get it right, we go to the next caller. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, here we go.
Amanda, this profession has the highest rate of divorce compared to all other jobs. What is it?
A doctor. I don't know.
Nope. Good guess.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there? Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Jen.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
How is the number 20 written with Roman numerals?
Oh, boy.
I'm feeling good because I think I know the answer to both the questions so far.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kathy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What's the name of the second Jason Bourne movie?
I have no clue.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Callie.
All right, Callie, which toy consisted of metal shavings and a magnetic pen allowing users to create hair designs?
Oh, man, it was like an extra sketch, but it's not. It has, I don't know. What is that called?
Sorry.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
McKaylee.
McKaylee, are you ready?
Yes.
What movie had the famous line, "Love is a force of nature"?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
All right, Kathy, you're looking at a standard keyboard. What letter is to the right of the letter Y?
O.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Paige.
Paige, what is the main source of plant energy?
Light.
Yes, yes, okay. Sunlight. Yes. So you get a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk happening this Saturday in the Power and Light District.
Awesome.
We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second while I go through all of these answers real quick. The profession with the highest rate of divorce compared to all other jobs is professional dancer.
Oh, I thought it'd be psychiatrist.
Nope, that's a good guess, though. The name of the second Jason Bourne movie is The Bourne Supremacy. The number 20 written with Roman numerals is XX.
I got both those.
Which toy consisted of metal shavings and a magnetic pen allowing users to create hair designs? Wooly Willy.
I knew
the toy you were talking about, but I didn't know the name of it.
No.
I don't think if I had prepped these questions, that would have come to my head either. You can picture it, but it's hard to remember. The movie with the famous line, "Love is a force of nature," was Brokeback Mountain. And the letter to the right of the letter Y on a keyboard is U.
That's pretty cool. You learned something today. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, you know, everything's been Taylor Swift lately. Well, we're sending somebody to Paris. We'll tell you more in about 12 minutes.
Hello?
Jenny, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's Rocket, Teresa, and Tara. Are you getting excited?
Oh my gosh, yes, beyond.
Now, you and your 12-year-old daughter want a trip to go where?
Paris.
To see who?
Taylor Swift.
Is it becoming more of a reality now that you're closer to your actual trip?
I mean, yes and no. I just won't believe it till I'm there.
Now, what does your daughter think of the new album that dropped?
She loves it.
What about you?
I love it, of course. I wanted to watch it or listen with her, but I was out of town, so I had to be in Jamaica to listen to it, darn it.
Oh, wow.
Your life sounds so rough right now. I had to be in Jamaica to listen to the new album.
I traveled just like Taylor Swift all over the place.
Yeah. My boyfriend and I, we waited for it to drop, and we listened to it on the balcony with some wine. It was awesome.
Did you get a little angry after listening to it and then fight with your boyfriend?
Oh, no.
Yeah, me neither. That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Well, last question. What was it like when you went to tell your daughter that you want a trip to Paris to see Taylor Swift from Mix 93.3?
She couldn't believe it. Her jaw just dropped. I went and saw her at school right after the drawing, and it was just utter surprise and excitement.
Did she cry?
No, she didn't cry. No.
Well, now I feel bad. I cried.
Driving and thinking about it, and I'll just cry because it's like so unbelievable.
Oh. I'm so glad you guys get those memories together. Yeah. It's going to be such a great trip.
I'll bet she cries when you're in that auditorium or the stadium and the music starts.
I'm bringing handkerchiefs. I already know I'm going to cry the whole time. I'm like, I don't know how I'm not going to cry the whole concert.
I love it.
I can't wait to hear from you when you get back from Paris and you can tell us all about it.
We will.
What radio station is sending you to Paris to see Taylor Swift?
Mix 93.3.
Fortnite is a song that I think really exhibits a lot of the common themes that run throughout this album, one of which being fatalism, longing, pining away, lost dreams. You know, I think that it's a very fatalistic album in that there are lots of very dramatic lines about, you know, life or death, and I love you, it's ruining my life. Like, these are very hyperbolic, dramatic things to say, but it's that kind of album. It's about a, you know, dramatic, artistic, tragic kind of take on love and loss. And Fortnite, I've always imagined that it took place in this, like, American town where the American dream you thought would happen to you didn't, right? You ended up not with the person that you loved, and now you have to just live with that every day, wondering what would have been, maybe seeing them out. And that's a that's a pretty tragic concept, really. So I was just writing from that perspective.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. Thanks for listening to Fortnite featuring Post Malone on
Mix 93.3 Kansas City.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lovers Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so, so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my love.
Happy National Lovers Day.
Showtime.
So today is National Lovers Day. When is the last time your lover... Isn't that weird to say your lover?
I don't like that word. I've never referred to someone as my lover.
You almost cringe when I said that. But think about it. What's the last time your lover did something nice for you? A very simple thing. We said something earlier this morning. What was a young lady whose husband puts gas in her car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice. Or she asked, another one asked her husband to bring her something. And he did, but he also brought a drink with him just to be nice.
So text us 816-476-7093. Just think about it. The last time your lover did something very nice for you.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here and really think on that one hard.
You want to do trending?
Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to contract extensions with President Mark Donovan, General Manager Brett Veach, and Head Coach Andy Reid. Reid's new deal is through 2029 and makes him the highest paid coach in the NFL. Yeah. Yes. Netflix, they're going to air the Roast of Tom Brady. It will be a live event on May 5th from Los Angeles, and Kevin Hart will be the host. Caitlin Clark, she's inked a $28 million 8-year Nike deal that does include a signature shoe. Now, Nike already had an endorsement deal with her that expired at the end of her senior season at the University of Iowa, and then a huge bidding war ensued between Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma that was the most competitive in a women's basketball history as far as a bidding war, according to the Wall Street Journal.
I hope that people will stop trolling on her. All she did was go to a small town and become a great basketball player.
I don't feel like people troll on her. I feel like they wanted her to have more money.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people who troll on her.
Okay. And her Nike deal, I definitely had to do the math on. $3.5 million per year is how that works out.
Jeez.
I think that's amazing compared to what she's getting paid to sign on the
WNBA. That's my point.
She's only getting $76,000 a year for her professional basketball contract.
Every player competitor in that league is going to hate her.
I hope not.
Or hope that she's opening doors for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you go on a very unique vacation like, I don't know, a nude cruise?
A first-of-its-kind nude cruise, previously only available leaving from Tampa, now leaving Port of Miami. This is February of next year. It'll be hundreds of people. There'll be no clothes on them. I like the idea of going on a vacation without packing anything, but I do have questions like, where do you put your phone? Where do you put your room key? I did do some research here. Apparently, you walk around with a clean towel, so when you sit your bare bottom down, you're not on the deck.
That makes sense.
So that's a little bit of etiquette for you.
Yeah.
And you can wear a fanny pack or a bag, so you can carry
yourself. Well, that's how you put your keys.
Yeah, that's from CBS Mornings. It's called the Big Nude Boat. It kicks off in Miami. It's a 10-day trip through the Caribbean with stops scheduled in the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, Dominica, Martinique, and St. Lucia. Guys, I'm feeling next Rocket and Teresa trip.
Yes!
We're going to do a nude cruise as long as we have our little towel and our fanny pack, right?
Right, why not, right?
That's what's trending on Mix. Make me swim.
So today is a special day. It's National Lovers Day. And I ask a simple question. Guys, girls, text in. What is the last thing, the little thing, a nice little thing that your lover did for you? Our phone number and text number are the same. 816-476-7093. The last little thing. Tara, can you think of the last little thing that John did that was so nice?
Yeah, I was saying a bunch of grunt work. I'm very overwhelmed right now with my mental to-do list. I have that nesting hormone just flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
And him just helping me check things off the list is amazing.
Teresa?
Still can't think of anything.
Man, that's been since 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's actually been since 1998, but who's counting?
Oh, my God. That was so good.
That was
so quick.
So please join our show, 816-476-7093. A couple of examples we had was like her lover would get up and like gas the car up. I think that's a super cool deal because there's sometimes when Tara will come to work and Teresa and have to stop in places I would rather them not stop to get gas.
Now, wait a minute. I learned my lesson from that. I won't be getting gas in Westport anymore. Okay. You can just say it. Call a spade, gas in Westport, not the safest.
Yeah, I may be getting gas at 4 a.m., but I'm smart enough to do it close to my house.
Yes! So, text right now, 816-476-7093. We're not picking on anybody. It's just a little thing that you go, man, she loves me. He loves me. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
What's up, y'all? It's been a long time.
Wait a minute, Big Lee.
We were just talking about you. How you been?
Really pretty bad. My year started off really bad with a Christmas car accident that the other guy calls and totaled my car, and I didn't have a job for a while.
I'm sorry to hear that. So, are you going to tell us something good a lover did?
Yep. So my wife's a bit, my wife, well, she might as well be my wife. We've been together forever. After the Super Bowl, she ordered something for me, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world because she's a big Raiders fan. Mm-hmm. So she bought me this nice, nice blanket for my Chiefs winning the Super Bowl for me.
That's really cool.
Hey, Lee,
check in with us later when we have more time to talk to you,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we hope things get better for
Thank you, buddy.
Good to hear from you.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
When are you giving away concert tickets again?
Soon. Very okay. soon.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. When's the last time your lover did something nice for you?
My husband makes me lunch every single morning.
Okay. So wow. That's kind of cool.
That's very thoughtful.
I mean, that's really like nice. Really, really cool.
It is so sweet. It's our 30th anniversary, and I'm not a morning person, and every day I get up and he has my lunch ready for me to take to work.
What an angel husband.
Oh. Is it the same peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day?
No, it's really nice, actually. He puts in a treat and chips and my favorite foods because he knows I will not do it.
That's actually really cool.
It is. I'll be honest, Rocket, even
sharing.
If it was the same peanut butter and jelly every day, that's still
thought,
more
right?
thoughtful than what I get.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, it will be sign the divorce papers.
Oh, aggressive but fair.
Hey, what's wrong with that? That happens.
Oh, and he hung up. He goes,
he's
slam.
Like, mic drop.
On the text line, it says, sometimes it's the simplest of things. My husband gets home from work first. When I get home, he comes out to get my backpack to carry in and give me a hug before we go inside. Oh, that's nice. Mm. Rachel says, not necessarily something sweet gesture-wise, but my husband makes it a point to make sure every night, every morning, and at the end of every phone call to say, I love you. Okay.
We do that, but I think now it's just habit. We're like, all right, love you, bye.
This is really nice. My husband brings me dinner every night in bed so I can snuggle longer with my newborn before we put her to sleep for the night.
These are really great stories.
Wait a minute. This is my dream.
Okay.
Lets me sleep in while he took care of the kids. How amazing. Can you imagine sleeping in?
Oh, geez. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, the winning continues.
That's right. We are going to have a little bit more Rockin' and Teresa trivia for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see NF.
Sabrina Carpenter on Mix.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. You know, we talk about music a lot, especially since the new Taylor Swift album dropped. And it's one of these albums you just listen to because it tells a great story. Post Malone is another one of my favorite artists. And another one, which we're about to give away concert tickets to, he does the same thing. If you've been to his concert and you see his, you know, hear his music and you hear how he puts them together, it's all about the lyrics. We're talking about NF.
Let him down.
Yeah. Such a unique style. A lot of people compare him to Eminem.
For sure, I could see that.
Yeah.
Was it the voices in the headline that you relate to?
Everything. If you listen to his songs and they've been in movies and stuff, he gets deep.
Yeah. He's just like Taylor in that way.
Absolutely.
So we've got a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center Friday, May 10th. That's just a couple weeks from now. It is going to be an amazing show. All you have to do to win those tickets is answer one of my trivia questions, 816-476-7093.
All right, let's go to the phones. And don't forget, if you don't get it right, we go to the next caller. And they get a different question. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The top thing we lie about in a social situation is our job. What is number two on the list?
Children.
I didn't hear his guess.
He said children.
Oh, nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there?
Yes.
What's your name?
Tara.
Here we go.
All right. What is the minimum wind speed to be correctly called a blizzard?
70 miles an hour.
Nope.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Carrie.
Here we go.
Who was the first director of the FBI?
These are hard.
I know that one.
You do? Do you really?
Yeah.
Good morning. Oh, yes, I do too.
Duh.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tara.
Here we go.
Copenhagen is a city in which country?
You're cutting out.
What'd she say?
I didn't hear her.
You were cutting out.
Copenhagen is a city in which country?
Oh, it's Turkey.
Nope.
She said it with a lot of confidence, though.
No, it's Turkey. It sounds like the people in Cash Cab, they're all excited.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Courtney,
here we go.
How much is a king worth in a game of blackjack?
12.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Going once? Going twice? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Elizabeth.
All right. Here we go.
Who signed the Emancipation Proclamation into law?
Thomas Jefferson. I have no idea.
Nope.
These
are those questions that you should know, but you realize you don't, and then you don't want to admit that you don't know it because you feel stupid.
You think I should have listened in class.
I'm a bad American.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Stephanie Wilden.
Here we go.
In football, how many yards is a team penalized for offensive holding?
8.
Nope.
This is great. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amber.
Amber, here we go.
The top thing we lie about in a social situation is our job. What's number two?
Our relationship.
No.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Steve.
What's the minimum wind speed to be correctly called a blizzard?
120.
No.
We're going to be here all day. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tori.
Tori, who was the first director of the FBI?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Again, I think that's the only one I actually know.
Because, I don't want to give a clue. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Good morning, Mix. Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. They just gave up.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, it's Neil.
Yeah, here we go, Neil.
Copenhagen is a city in which country?
Denmark.
Yes, thank you. Man, I didn't think we were going to get there today. I am so proud of you. You get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center on May 10th.
I'm so excited. I've been a fan for a very long time.
Oh, good, man. Then you're going to really appreciate the show. There's nothing like it. I'm going to put you on hold real quick while Tara explains the other answers.
Okay, first, was the FBI one J. Edgar Hoover?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The top thing we lie about in a social situation is our job. Number two is travels and where we vacationed. The minimum wind speed to be correctly called a blizzard is 35 miles per hour.
That's it?
Yep. A king is worth 10 points in blackjack. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed into law by Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, we're stupid.
And in football, a team is penalized 10 yards for offensive holding.
As soon as you said that, I feel like an idiot.
That's what I'm thinking. The three I know, I'm thinking if this was a test in school and Tara was a teacher, I think I would score 30 because I get 10 points for three different questions.
I don't think it clicked what you were actually saying. I was thinking something more about like the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't going right down my brain.
It's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader question?
Yes.
Because they're currently learning those things and retain them. And we've had to live this whole life since that.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not judging you guys.
Wow.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, our last look at tabloid.
Yes, we actually have a very new special post from the Princess of Wales and another mix artist that could be a replacement for Katy Perry on American Idol.
Rock
Rocket and Teresa in the morning.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Rockin' and Teresa's show. All right, Ariana Grande is coming up next. But real quick, I want to remind you, you still have exactly 15 minutes to win $1,000 this hour.
Yeah, just go to mix93.com, enter your 8 a.m. keyword, which is charge, C-H-A-R-G-E. It only takes one keyword to win $1,000.
All right, your last look at tabloid.
In honor of Prince Louis' sixth birthday, his parents, the Prince and Princess of Wales, just released a really cute new photo taken by his mother. I love that she is sort of in charge of all their little photos, yeah. And she takes them, makes it more special, and she can kind of be in control of them.
Is he the one that looks like he's always flipping somebody off?
Yes, yes. You know what, Rocket? He definitely has, I think, like a little twitch like you do. Like,
yes,
you like to cross your fingers.
The same thing.
I think it is just natural for him. He always has that little middle finger out because
yes.
They edit it in every photo.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, but it's a really sweet picture of him, and it says, happy sixth birthday, Prince Louis. Thank you for all the kind wishes today. Celine Dion says she is undergoing intense therapy 5 days a week as she battles stiff person syndrome in a new interview with Vogue France, which, by the way, the pictures of her look beautiful.
She's
in
gorgeous.
The magazine.
Yeah.
She says, the way I see it, I have two choices. Either I train like an athlete and work super hard, or I switch off and it's over. I stay home, listen to my songs, stand in front of the mirror and sing to myself. I've chosen to work with all my body and soul from head to toe with a medical team. I want to be the best I can be. My goal is to see the Eiffel Tower again. I love her attitude.
Oh,
me
yeah.
too.
And Katy Perry is leaving American Idol after this season because she wants to focus on her new album and touring. She has mentioned that Jelly Roll would be a good replacement, but Meghan Trainor was on the show this week, because I definitely don't think they would want all three men judges. They want to mix it up.
Yeah.
Meghan Trainor, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie both think that she would be a good replacement, and I agree. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Ariana Grande on Mix. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. It's Rockin' and Teresa's show. Yesterday, I had a couple of friends come up to me at lunch. I hadn't seen us in a while. And me and they're like, hey, who's that blonde girl? And they were talking about you. There's a couple of my buddies who have this major crush on you.
Tara.
That's so nice. They like a big prego lady.
They don't know they don't know you're pregnant.
They don't
Some
know
people
those
are into that, by the way.
Well, yeah, you could get a fan site for that, I think.
I'm wondering if
we've
my husband's
We've been talking about OnlyFans.
Yeah,
come
that's
on,
true.
Girl, make some money.
Let me give them the link of me rubbing oil on my belly on my OnlyFans. It's only $5 per video.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've made $25.
You go, girl.
Thanks.
So what'd they say, by the way? Were you I can hook you up. I know her.
They're starting to notice more and more of our reels that we put out there. And they were like, oh, my gosh, she is so pretty.
Well, what'd they say about that other girl?
They go, yeah, who's that other girl? And I said, that's Teresa. Oh, yeah, Teresa. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That's really nice. You show them I'm really working on dilating an effacement right now. I think we're at 0%.
Again, Tara, some 0%. People are into that.
Tara could be rich by now. Don't tell her this. She'll never come back to work.
You look at some guy's bio, really into dilated effacement.
I'm your girl. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
But I think a lot of it was a video we did yesterday that I didn't realize we were on a Zoom.
You did a little gesture.
That's yes. what they're into. They're coming for the hand gestures. They're like, ooh, let me see that.
So anyway, all our videos and reels are up on all our social media pages. How are you feeling today, by the way?
Just so pregnant, you know? Overcooked, overdone. I'm 52 weeks pregnant. I'm ready to go.
So what is the actual due date? Because my friends think they want to... Here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
My friends want to start a gambling poll.
Go ahead.
To really find out the date.
The earlier the better. I'll say you won. May 25th is the due date. But we're going for like May 1st. I said that to Teresa the other day on the phone, and she goes, oh, did the doctor say that? No, that's just me. I've chosen May 1st.
You know, my daughter, when I was in Chicago, was asking a lot of questions about you and everything. She goes, Dad, I could just see it in her eyes in the videos. She feels exactly the way that I did towards the end.
Well, I'm dead inside.
And isn't your daughter like 3 inches shorter than Tara?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Your
my daughter's tiny.
Like little petite.
And then her, you know, her son is like half her body weight.
I think he's kind of like an adult you already.
Oh, my gosh. The pictures are uncanny. It's like you're the daddy. He looks
we
so
do
much
look
like
alike.
You.
It's kind of neat. But my daughter's super excited. She did say that they think if the timings works out before they go, they're going to Wimbledon in the summer. I don't know when it is.
Cool.
But they want to be here to meet your baby.
That would be awesome if all four of the kiddos got together.
I mean, wouldn't it? Because you said you want our daughters to be friends, their daughters to be friends.
Yeah, I think our 3-year-olds would for sure hit it off. They seem like they've got the same energy.
Now, is your 3-year-old about as smart as my daughter's?
Yes.
Somehow, when they hit 3, you're like,
Where is all this coming
They're
from?
They're smarter than I am now.
Seriously.
Where did you learn these phrases?
Just different words. Like, oh, that's just disgusting. I'm like, you're three. I can't even spell disgusting.
I just want to put you in the same onesie as your grandson and get a side-by-side.
Yes.
That is my dream.
If we get a date of her coming to visit, Teresa, we need to make that happen.
And what about Steve Serrano, who's coming up next? His boy. By the way, those are two gorgeous little boys.
Yeah, all three of us, our kids are going to be roughly the same ages.
Yeah.
Are they going to be pals or are they going to fight it out?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Steve's coming up next. But before we leave, we always do this.
We'd like to take a second look.
We like to
take a second look.
Today is a special day. It's National Lover's Day. What is the last thing, the little thing, a nice little thing that your lover did for you? Tara, can you think of the last little thing that John did that was so nice?
Yeah, I was saying a bunch of grunt work. I'm very overwhelmed right now with my mental to-do list. I have that nesting hormone just flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
And him just helping me check things off the list is amazing.
Teresa?
Still can't think of anything.
Man, that's been since 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's actually been since 1998. But who's counting?
Oh my God.
That was so good. That was so quick.
Oh. Anyways, by the way.
I want to laugh and cry at the same time.
The video that we put on our social media today, my face says it all. My facial expressions during the whole thing are, I don't know if it's funny or sad.
Two things can be true at once, girl.
That is correct.
Kansas City, we're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.